And back to the cricket now, and Walsden, like neighbours Tomerden, enjoyed a mixed start to their Lancashire League campaign. It all began well enough with a 29-run home victory over Ramsbottom, who, like Walsden, were relegated last season and are looking for an immediate return to the top flight. However, Walsden held the advantage from the word go, with several batsmen contributing to their total of 181 for 8, a half-decent score given the wet pitch and outfield. And Rammy were never in the hunt, with Walsden's sub-professional Jameel Stewart claiming 4 for 65, as the visitors were dismissed for 152 to give Walsden an impressive opening success. However, they were unable to reproduce that form in their second match, slumping to a 56-run defeat against Greenmount, another side fancied to be among the front-runners. Walsden looked set fair when they dismissed the visitors for only 109, Joe Gale claiming 5 for 39 and Jamie Shackleton 3 for 27. But they were in for a rude awakening as the batting problems that dogged them last season returned with a vengeance, with only three players reaching double figures in their meagre 53 all out in 20.2 overs. Tennis. Finally, and news that Tomerden Tennis Club's refurbished court was due to be officially opened at the weekend. Work has continued all winter on resurfacing and providing new nets, fences and servicing equipment, all aimed at improving the overall playing experience in team matches and social tennis. The Ladies A team, newly promoted into Division A of the Calderdale League, have already christened the court, and hopefully all the club's men's, ladies and mixed teams will enjoy a successful season over the coming months. We wish them well. And of course, junior and adult coaching sessions will be held as in previous years. Meanwhile, work has stalled on renovating Calderdale Council's courts in Centervale Park because of drainage problems.